Baghdad, Martinique, Singapore, at all the places of the world where danger and intrigue walk hand in hand, there you will find Steve Mitchell on another dangerous assignment. Dangerous Assignment, starring Lloyd Burrell as Steve Mitchell.
Yeah, danger is my assignment. I get sent to a lot of places I can't even pronounce. They all spell the same thing, though, trouble. But when I walk into the commissioner's office, I don't realize this assignment's going to prove that sometimes what goes up never comes down. Morning, Commissioner. You sent for me?
Yes, Steve. I've got a ghost for you to go after.
Gentleman or lady?
She's no lady. She's a tramp.
Huh?
A freighter, that is.
A ghost ship. Shades of the Flying Dutchman.
Now, we believe this ship has been running supplies and war materials to the guerrilla forces in the Far East, Steve. In some port in the South China or the Sulu Sea.
But we've never been able to catch up to her, huh?
She's been spotted time and time again. We think we have her trapped, and then she vanishes completely.
Any leads at all as to where she picks up her supplies?
One, Steve. Yesterday, North Borneo authorities discovered a large storehouse along an isolated section of the coast north of Sandakan.
Could be the base of operations for our lady ghost.
Could be. Well, get out there, Steve. Check with the constabulary in Sandakan and track down this ghost ship. Well, that's it. You've got your assignment. Good luck.
Sure, I've got my assignment. Get over to North Borneo and get on the trail of a ghost ship which has been running supplies to guerrilla forces in the Far East. It's early Tuesday evening when my plane sets down at Sandakan, capital of the British Crown Colony. A representative of the local law is there to greet me, and he starts hustling me to a waiting car.
The name's Jeffries. I'd appreciate it if you made it just plain Fred.
All right, just plain Fred. You can make it just plain Steve. And what's the hurry?
We're expecting our ghostly friend sometime tonight.
With the ship? Where, at the spot where you located the storehouse?
Right.
What makes you think she'll show up tonight?
Patrol boat picked up a fisherman off Batu Island.
His boat was shot out of the water by the ghost last night.
What?
6 men aboard. Skipper was the only survivor, a man named Dubek. Patrol boat wasn't far away when it happened. Heard the explosion when the shell hit. They picked up Dubek, swept the area thoroughly. No sign of the ghost ship.
Where'd you say this happened?
Off Batu Island. Quite a way up the coast.
The ghost is probably headed this way to pick up that stuff at the storehouse, huh?
It's a distinct possibility. All things considered, she'll be due at the spot in another hour or so. Here we are, Steve.
After you.
Thanks.
Particular reason why the ghost would want to sink the fishing boat?
Might have mistaken her for the patrol boat. There was quite a fog.
Was the fisher equipped with radio?
Right. But many of them are equipped with radio. That's the reason, I think. The ghost ran 3 other fishers in the past month.
She probably likes privacy. Doesn't want anyone around to report her position. Have you any description of her?
Other than she's a freighter, none. That is nothing definite. She's been described by witnesses as being anywhere from 5 to 15,000 tons, as being painted black, gray, blue, gray, black, gray, blue, and so on and so on. No name, of course.
That's a lot of help.
Before the night's over, we might know a lot more about our friend the ghost. I hope.
A half hour later, we pull up at a spot along the coast. There's a bright moon overhead, but it's not much help since a low, heavy fog clings to the area. Jeffries and I make our way through the trees and step out onto the beach.
Can't see much of it, I'm afraid, but there's a small bay here.
I can make out something over there. It looks like a dock.
Right. Japanese
during the war. Hasn't been in use since they were booted out. Over here is the road leading from the dock. It goes back into the jungle to the storehouse. Used to be an old ammunition dump. Like to have a look?
Yeah, I never did like that sound. 9 times out of 10, the bird turned out to be a sniper.
This time it happens to be one of my men. Got him scattered all over the area. Another one of my chaps, Joe Taiba. Never could do that call properly.
Sounds good enough to me.
Wait till you hear Sam Coyone, top man in the bird call department. Does tend to be a little flashy at times. Overconfidence, you know. Here we are. Down this way. Mind the steps. I'll turn on my torch.
Hey, quite a layout. All steel and concrete.
Stuff's over there in the crates. Gun and ammo on this side, and over here, various kinds of machinery, auto parts, chemicals, fuels, and so on.
Any idea where this stuff comes from originally?
Yeah. Have a look at the markings on this crate.
It could be Chinese.
Right. Japanese. Stuff left over from the war. Stashed away on various islands in the area. Collected and brought here.
Not all this stuff is Japanese.
No, rest of it comes from another source. Markings on the crates are all the same.
Yeah. So I see.
If you're looking for a trademark or a serial number on that stuff, don't bother. Filed off.
I can see that, too. Still, there must be something.
Hold on, Steve. Listen.
What is it?
A signal from my chaps. They've spotted something.
Come on.
This way, Steve. Down to the beach.
Here, Sab. Here.
What is it, Coyone?
Over that way, Sab. That way past the dock. It was there a moment ago, Sab.
A ship?
The fog seemed to lift. Yes, Sab, it looked like a ship.
I don't see anything now. Are you sure?
Come on, Steve. Listen. Do you hear anything? No. Just my imagination.
What you saw out there, Coyone, might have been just another bank of fog moving in. In this light, your eyes are bound to play crazy tricks.
Possible, Sab.
Oh, well, it was just a false alarm. Had your coffee yet, Coyone?
No, Sab.
There's a good lad, then. 3 coffees. I'll take over here.
Yes, Sab. Right away, Sab.
Can't blame the chap for seeing things, staring out into that blasted fog for hours at a time.
Sure.
Well, might as well make ourselves comfortable, Steve. Sit down. We've got the night ahead of us. What time is it, Steve?
A little after 5 in the a.m.
Oh, shouldn't have let me sleep so long. By George, the fog's lifted.
Yeah, sun's breaking through. Nice view of the bay from here, only there's one thing wrong with it. No ghost ship.
Well, looks like my idea was all wrong.
Maybe not. Maybe the ghost did show up last night, only something frightened her off.
There's also the possibility the skipper of the ghost heard we'd located the storehouse. I don't see how, though, if her was kept quiet. Oh, well, I don't suppose there's much point in staying around here. She won't show up in broad daylight.
Let's stick around for a while anyway, in case the fog sweeps in again. After 2 pots of coffee and a half pack of cigarettes, the sun is high overhead and the fog is completely gone. There's no sign of the ship. Just to play it safe, Jeffries leaves his men on the scene and the two of us head back to Sandakan. We spend the rest of the day nosing around the waterfront. We pick up a lot of talk about the ghost, nothing more. Early that evening, before heading up the coast again, we decide to stop in at the local hospital to have a chat with a fisherman who survived the shell fire from the ghost ship.
To Beck's room's down this way, Steve. Doctor said he'd be... Oh, just a minute.
What's the matter?
Chap coming this way. I was afraid he'd be here. Leon Maras owns a fishing fleet. It was his ship the ghost got night before last.
Jeffries, I have been waiting for you.
I thought so. Look, I'm sorry about what happened.
Of course. That's what you said the last time and the time before. and the time before that. How long can this go on, I ask you?
We're doing all we can, Mr. Morris. This is Steve Mitchell, a special agent. He's joined the investigation.
How do you do, Mr. Mitchell?
Right.
Perhaps we can get to the bottom of this soon, eh, before I'm run out of business? So far, four of my ships have lost ram, shot out of the water by this ghost.
I understand how you feel, Mr. Morris.
My men have become frightened. Soon they will refuse to man my ships, and then where will I be?
Have you talked with Dubeck yet?
No, they would not let me in to see him. They said he was not well enough to talk.
Oh, we can go in now. The doctor said it was all right.
Oh, that's good, good.
Here we are. You two go on in. I want to check with headquarters.
Dubeck. Dubeck.
Oh, Mr. Maras. It is good of you to come to see me.
This is Mr. Mitchell, a special agent. He will probably want to ask you questions.
Hello, Dubeck.
Mr. Mitchell, I will, of course, tell you all I know. What I can remember.
Fine. The selling took place just off Barku Island, right?
Yes. There was a heavy fog. I was alone on deck when suddenly there was the explosion as the shell hit us. I was thrown into the water. I looked back, saw our boat was on fire, and then I saw something else.
The ghost ship?
It looked so big. A monster coming out of the fog at me. Then it slipped past silently, disappeared into the fog again.
You got a good look at the ship, then? Close up?
Close up, Mr. Mitchell. Yes, too close. A big ship, as I said. All gray color, and...
Go on, Dubeck.
There was something about this ship. Something that at a single glance seemed familiar. That I had seen it somewhere before. It is hard to explain. Perhaps I will be able to remember what it was when I can think more clearly.
You've had a rough time.
Mr. Maras.
Yes, my friend.
They say I will be here in the hospital for some time, unable to work. And there is my wife, Mr. Maras.
Your wife, of course, Dubeck.
We do not have much money. She will worry.
Oh, I understand. You must let me take care of it. I will take care of everything, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Steve.
What is it, Jeffries?
Just got word from the Coast Patrol. Our ghost has tangled with another fishing boat.
Don't tell me it was one of my boats again.
No, this fisher belonged to the Cabo Company. The ghost tried to ram her down an hour ago off the Ballaback Strait, but she missed. The fisher managed to trail her, just radioed in her position.
Good. Where is the ghost?
She's gone up into the Tanaya River, and there's only one way out. We've got the ghost bottled up this time, but good.
And now, back to Dangerous Assignment and Steve Mitchell.
Well, at last it looks like we're getting somewhere. The report from the Carver Company fishing boat that she had just sighted the Phantom ship is our hottest lead to date. Jeffries, Maros, and I race to the waterfront and pile aboard one of several patrol boats lined up for the operation. We shove off, and an hour later, we're nearing the spot.
No sign of fog tonight, Steve. That ghost ship won't be able to lose herself so easily.
I hope not, Jeffries.
Is not that the mouth of the Tanaya River just ahead?
That's right, Maros.
That's where this Carver Company fishing boat reported the ship was headed, huh?
Yes. See, there's the fishing boat on our starboard over there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, blinking at us.
Ship.
Still up.
River. Good.
You say there's no other way out, Jeffries.
Not that I know of, old boy. All right, Captain. Into the river. It's only a question of time now, Steve.
very much farther now, Steve.
Say, this river's longer than I thought.
Yes. But around the next bend, it narrows suddenly.
That's right, Morris. That's the farthest a big ship could get.
Well, in that case, she's got to be right around the bend.
Our gun crews are ready for her.
I approach this moment with greater pleasure. Blow my fishing boat out of the water, will she? Now she will get a taste of it herself.
Wonder why she headed up this river.
Possibly a hidden supply dump around here.
It could be. She wouldn't have done it if she'd known that fishing boat was tailing her.
Steady now. We're rounding the bend. Steady. Now, searchlights off.
That's it. Sweep them back and forth. Now to starboard. Hey!
Steve, it's impossible.
There's no ship at all.
There certainly isn't. Well, this is just great.
But it's got to be here. There's no place for it to go.
Are you sure about that, Jeffries?
Reasonably sure.
Well, there's no ship here. That's a cinch. Come on. Let's move in closer. Search along both banks of the river, but can't find any concealed channels. Finally, we head back to the mouth of the river. The other patrol boats have been covering the coast on each side, but can report nothing. So, back to Sandakan we steam. We're a sad-looking outfit when we get off the patrol boat.
Well, another lead up in smoke, Steve.
Yeah.
There's a place not far from here where we can get some coffee.
Okay.
Join us, Morris?
No. I will say good night. Jeffries, from now on until you catch that ship, I insist upon adequate protection for my fishing boats.
We'll do the best we can, Morris.
Your best is apparently not good enough. My charter guarantees me safer fishing. I insist upon adequate protection. Good night.
Oh, what a headache, Steve. It isn't enough this phantom ship supplying the guerrillas. They also have to put our fishing fleets out of existence.
Well, they probably reckon that's one sure way of staying on the loose if they blow every boat out of the water that spots them.
Quite. Well, what now, Steve?
I wonder how Dubeck's doing.
The survivor from the sunken fishing boat?
When we were there earlier, he told us there was something familiar about the phantom. Something he might be able to put his finger on when he got some of his strength back.
That's right. Come on, let's drop in on him. Let's see, that's his room at the end.
I hope he's been able to remember a little more.
Fish!
From Dubeck's room. Locked. Now get back. Dubeck, stabbed to death.
The window, open.
Come on. We dive out the window and cover the hospital grounds, but there's no sign of the killer. He must have moved real fast. Finally, we give up and drive to Maros's house and break the news to him.
You're back? Dead? Now I'm ruined.
What do you mean?
How do you expect me to keep even one crew together when this leaks out, let alone an entire fleet?
I know. Well, come on, Jeffries.
Right.
Maros?
Yes?
Didn't Dubeck mention having a wife?
Mrs. Dubeck. Dubeck, of course.
Yeah, she lives in the village of Lemana. She has not heard of the news.
Well, not that I know of.
Mr. Mitchell, I don't suppose you... But no. It is my duty to tell her.
I think so, Moros.
I'll drive up there right away. Why didn't I stay in the Mediterranean? I had it so nice there.
See you later.
I doubt there's much more we can do tonight, Steve.
I guess not.
I'll drive you by your hotel.
Oh, fine.
You seem preoccupied.
Just thinking about something Maros said.
Oh?
About being put out of business by all this.
What about it?
Maybe that's the point.
I don't follow you.
The Phantom ship steams up a river. There's only one way out. But we search the river. No Phantom ship.
So?
So there's one possibility we haven't examined yet. Namely, maybe the ship never steamed up that river.
But the fishing boat reporter...
Exactly. That fishing boat is owned by the Carver Company.
You think they deliberately sent in a false report?
It could be. Maybe they wanted to draw us away from that storehouse we were watching up the coast so they could get a load of supplies from there.
The Carver Company.
Look, there are two fishing fleets. Maros's and the Carver Company.
Uh-huh.
Maros has lost about four boats. How many has the Carver Company lost?
Why, none that I know of. Matter of fact, I think they've acquired two additional ones recently.
I see.
Steve, you may have hit it right on the head. If the Carver Company is behind this business, they could be trying to kill two birds with one stone.
Sure. Smuggle contraband to the guerrillas and put a rival fishing company, Maros's outfit, out of business. Do they have any freighters?
I don't know. But I'm certain Maros could tell us.
Let's go back and ask him. We turn back. Then as we get near Maros's place, we see his car pull away.
Probably on his way to break the news to Mrs. Dubec.
Yeah, let's pull up on him.
Wait a minute. He's not taking the road to the village where she lives.
Huh? Well, in that case, maybe we'd better just tag along real quiet-like and see which road he is taking.
Right.
We douse the lights and follow Maros's car. An hour later, he turns off the main road and heads toward the coast. He parks and takes off into the jungle on foot. We tail him. Pretty soon we spot what looks like a deserted ammunition dump. It's almost grown over with vines. Maros disappears inside and we ease up to it.
There's a light inside.
Yeah.
So we can see through this crack in the wall. Kerosene lantern.
Brother, pretty close to that ammunition. A radio operator and Maros.
Send out a message to the boats. Tell them to be here before dawn.
We can radio the patrol boats from the car and have them here in time to run out the whole fleet.
Come on.
You're not leaving.
What?
Guard.
Keep your hands in sight. Inside. Move.
Well, Mitchell. Jeffries.
Hello, Maros. Your stooge here invited us in with his gun. So you're the big boy behind all this. Pretty neat. There is no Phantom ship. There never was. You made up the whole deal to cover the fact you've been using your fishing boats to run the supplies to the guerrillas.
That's right, Mitchell.
The one thing I don't get, why'd you sink your own boats?
I had the first one scuttled because a patrol boat came close and I was afraid the cargo would be discovered. Two others weren't sunk at all. I just repainted them and put them with my other company.
So you own the Carver Company too, huh?
Yes. And the boat Dubec was on. I planted the time bomb because he wanted the more money. He tried to blackmail me at the hospital.
So you closed his mouth with a knife. Well, I guess that's all the answers.
Steal him, I have a Kennedy. He's a bad guy. Fire! Fire the ammunition! I'm getting out of here!
Take the radio man, Jeffries. I got more off.
Right.
Get back, Mitchell. Get back.
Jeffries, come on. Let's drag them out before the whole joint goes up in smoke.
Flames. And almost to the amber.
Hit for that ditch over there.
Right.
Hurry.
Yes, Mitchell.
This won't be any second. Dive into the ditch. and we wouldn't have been.
Oh. Maros is coming out of it.
Yeah.
Well,
You missed the show, Maros.
The storehouse.
Yeah. Looks like you just went out of business. With a bang.